Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight women's magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about what an image consultant can do for you. My guest today is the owner of a premier image consulting firm in the Metro Atlanta area. She is an expert at providing educational workshops and aesthetic services to brides, business professionals, and graduates to help them create a more polished and marketable image to their target market. Image consulting is a multi-billion dollar worldwide industry that helps business people and celebrities project the image they need to succeed. We're excited, extremely excited, to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know network of first-class business professionals, Ms. Sylvia Secret Michael. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sparkplug. Thank you so much for having me on.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Fantastico gracias. Are you ready to talk about what an image consultant can do for you?
Most certainly.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Secret, tell our listeners, what do you enjoy the most about being an image consultant?
There are many, many aspects of my profession that I really, really enjoy. But most of all for me, I love it when I see the clients actually gain more confidence. They become more confident. They're shoulders and their chest stick out just a little bit more, raised high, and they just have a different attitude about themselves because they see the response that they're getting from the people around them or people that they interact with. They're getting a different response versus what they were getting before. So that really does it for me. I enjoy that a lot about image consulting.
Beautiful. What makes you different from the other image consultants in the Metro Atlanta area and beyond?
Numerous things make me different from, I guess you would say, the average image consultant. They only consult with the client, but I am actually a licensed cosmetologist. I am a professional makeup artist, and I also have a degree in fashion merchandising. So I am not only equipped to consult with the clients, but I am also knowledgeable and skilled to service them as well, unlike other image consultants. They would have to service out or contract out these other services to different individuals. So with the client, when they come to me, they only deal with me because I can provide everything that they need in order for them to take their image to the next level versus going out to different people and possibly getting different views and opinions. Everything is together in one place. So that's what makes me different.
Well, Secret, what advice would you give to someone who is making a transition into a new industry?
They definitely need to do their homework. They need to find out what they're getting themselves into. They need to check out certain individuals, possibly a role model or someone that they look up to of some sort in that industry, and see what that person is doing, how they got to their level, and somewhat, not copycat, but mimic the path that they've taken as well. So for someone in a transition position, they definitely want to know where they're going.
Okay, well, what do you think is one of the most misunderstood notions about being an image consultant?
As my little cousin put it, she said that she feels like my industry or what I do is all about playing dress up. That is so not true. It's a lot more in depth than just playing dress up or playing makeup and not all glitz and glamour. Because there's a lot of homework that's done behind the scenes before I even meet the client. I have to investigate what image they want to project, and I have to do homework and, you know, just really kind of do my research. I think that would probably be number one, that a lot of people think that it's just Oh, we just go and shop, and no, it's a lot more detailed than that because I actually go into body analysis, I measure and do measurements, I do a wardrobe analysis, check out where their wardrobe is currently, where it needs to be, what we need to fill in the pieces. I do a facial analysis, skin analysis, as well as just kind of doing some research on their industry. It's a lot more in-depth than some individuals may think.
If there was one thing regarding image that you could change in our society, what would it be?
One thing I would change in our society is the way that young girls and young people in general have been viewing themselves, or the images that they've been influenced by on the television, in the rap videos, and all over the metro area, and I'm sure it's other areas as well. But I would definitely just work on creating a more positive image in the mindset of young individuals, boys, girls, children. I have a daughter that's 13, so that's extremely important to me, you know, to tell her and to instill in her that you don't have to dress like what you see on the music videos. You don't have to do that in order to attract individuals to you. There's so much more, and you can do things in a more tasteful and classy manner. So that's one of the things that I would definitely like to change or see differently in the image arena of society.
Okay. Well, tell us briefly, how'd you get the name Secret?
Good question, and I get that all the time. It actually stemmed from a coworker that I used to work with. When I first moved here about 10 years ago, I was very, very reserved and somewhat shy, if anyone could possibly believe that. When I moved here, I was 21. He called me Secret, and it just followed because I guess it was so appropriate because I really didn't reach out much to other individuals. I was, I guess, a little bit antisocial, but the name has followed me, and I just decided to keep it because it was cute and it's very unique.
Now, you have a big event coming up on June 21st. Now, tell our listeners about your Creative Artist Network networking mixer on Monday, June 21st, 2010 at Marlowe's Tavern.
Right. It is going to be such a phenomenal event because you are going to be one of our guest speakers. Very, very excited about that. Creative Artist Network, it's a group that I formed out of my spirit, basically, about 7 years ago. When I first moved here, I didn't have a lot of connections in the metro area, and I wanted to do something then, but the timing just wasn't right. So at a more appropriate time over the past couple of years, I've been holding events at my home and, you know, just getting other creative professionals involved and just teaching them, and I love to talk about business. So just kind of helping them reach their goals, look at their goals, overview them and where they've been, and we have discussions on, you know, what we want to do to increase our business, what we want to do to see our business grow, what we need to do in order to do that. And Creative Artist Network, it's a support system. It's a business support system for creative professionals, basically. So instead of just providing a networking mixer where everyone just comes in and, you know, they do their own thing, it's more of a structured event. I have topics that we're actually going to be speaking on. You're going to be speaking on how to become a marketing superstar and just really assist with the backbone of the business for creative professionals, because we need that. We need that. We don't have a lot of other support systems out there that are actually structured and actually focus on business. With Creative Artist Network, we're focusing on the business aspect of creative professionals versus just, oh, yeah, we're going to party. We're going to party, but we're also going to have a structured event to where you can actually get something from this event. Quality context, that's what it's all about.
Beautiful.
So the event, right, thank you so much. It's on Monday at Marlowe's Tavern. If you are interested in getting tickets, you can get tickets from Eventbrite. Just look up Creative Artist Network Events.eventbrite.com. And you can order your tickets from there, and we would love to see you. Definitely looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there myself, and I thank you for the opportunity to come out to speak about how to become a marketing superstar, okay?
I thank you so much.
And
thank
finally,
you for everything, Sparkler.
All right. And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
If you would like to reach me, you can reach me a couple of different ways. You can reach me on Facebook. Just look up total image, that's one word, and then consulting. Or you can go to my website directly at www.totalimagebysecret.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Sylvia Secret Michael, owner of Total Image by Secret, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on Spark Plug. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals, like Ms. Sylvia Secret Michael. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another excellent job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at totalimagebysecret.com or give her a call at 678-849-8072. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.